Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you for tuning in today. This is slightly unusual for this show, although I don't follow any specific schedule or format. I generally tend to do the shows on Tuesday afternoons, and there's a reason I'm doing this Friday show that I'll tell you about a little bit later. You may have read it in the description of this episode. But what I like to do at the beginning of the shows is give a brief rundown of what we usually do on the show. Again, it's kind of freestyle, but most times I have a general topic that just comes to me a day before or the day of the show that I like to discuss that has to do with our spiritual paths and issues that probably most all of us face in that spiritual walk that we're trying to take. And I also open up the call-in lines to callers that may want to comment on the topic, or most often they're calling in for what I call mini readings, intuitive readings, messages from angels and spirit, very, very condensed version, but it amazes me sometimes how quickly angels and spirits can get a message through. But I feel like my purpose with this radio show is to get to what your best steps are now on your spiritual path. So it's not fortune telling. I always welcome questions or if you want specific guidance about something, but what mostly comes through is how it relates to your spiritual path. And it is really amazing how sometimes these quick things can zero right into something that maybe is your best place to focus right now for your greatest spiritual growth. And that sort of step always catapults us into a greater place. So I think it has wonderful value, and I sit back myself at times just marveling at how some of these messages present themselves and how clearly it then becomes to me and hopefully to some of the listeners. If you would like to call in, the number is 347-633-9823, and I usually take the calls right in the order that they come in, and what I like to ask for is your first name, and if you do have any kind of question, then, or if you just want a general reading, that's all fine. But today's show, I do want to get back on the topic because I'll tell you how it all came to be, and I also have a special sort of surprise, a special offer that I'm going to put out that is also related to this day and this episode. So how this particular topic and episode came to be. Celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, revel in Him. It came to me yesterday morning. I was up very, very early, and the thought kept coming in my head about tomorrow, which is today, 4/4/14, April 4th. 2014, 4/4/14. And the 4/4/14 part was just standing out to me as important, and I didn't know if it was energetically, and it probably is, but I felt like there was a message attached, a word message, and not just about the date. And so, you know, I felt it, I let it sit, it came back to me and back to me, so I knew it had some importance. And I felt like there was something in the Bible that was a message that that those numbers, 4/4/14, would bring that message out, and that it would be important for me to share that. So I Googled 4/4/14 Bible, I think that's how I put it in, and it popped up, and it was so perfect and so beautiful. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 14. So 4/4/14, just like today's date. And it was beautiful, not just, I mean, any day that you read this would be beautiful, but for me and things in my life and where I have been at another stage of surrender and surrendering to joy and trusting and having faith and maybe having to have some faith before things come through, and putting myself out there, or maybe kind of taking a little risk but knowing and feeling joy in that and knowing that it's all taken care of. I've had many talks with Jesus lately, and this was Jesus telling me to read this passage and know that all is okay. So I want to read it. It's a little bit long. I'm not much into reading things on the show because I don't want to sound too canned, but this one feels important, and I want you to listen and feel the joy and know that it applies to you. Before I read it, I guess I will also point out that this was written by Paul. And he wrote it while he was imprisoned in Rome, and he had been through many trials and suffering. And I have always personally thought, and I hope no one takes offense to this, but that, man, Paul had some issues. Some of his writings, I think, were really tough and had a lot of condemnation in them, and I feel like he was probably struggling just like we all do. Even though he felt called to be a messenger, he was confused and frustrated, and that may have made some of that come out in his writings. Perfectly understandable. He didn't have an easy task. But this one feels like a shift, and so I want you to listen and see if you feel that same thing. Philippians 4, verses 4 to 14. Celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, revel in Him. Make it as clear as you can to all you meet that you're on their side, working with them and not against them. Help them see that the Master is about to arrive. He could show up any minute. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into His most excellent harmonies. And verse 10, and this is where I think Paul was speaking personally about himself and where he was. his joy. I'm glad in God, far happier than you would ever guess. Happy that you're again showing such strong concern for me, not that you ever quit praying and thinking about me. You just had no chance to show it. Actually, I don't have a sense of needing anything personally. I've learned by now to be quite content, whatever my circumstances. I'm just as happy with little as with much, with much as with little. I've found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or hands empty. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. I don't mean that your help didn't mean a lot to me. It did. It was a beautiful thing that you came alongside me in my trouble. Ah, that's just beautiful. Those moments when we can find joy and peace and happiness in circumstances that may not on the surface seem so, those are the moments when we are in our greatest power. When we can let that light come through, even when we may have some doubts, when we can overcome them and just let light lead our way, and we can let go of worries and just know that God has got it for us. It's okay. That's faith. That's, as Jesus spoke, the faith of a grain of mustard seed has so much power. And when we show that faith, then we come to that joy. We come to where it all is silly, all the troubles and all the trials, no matter how huge and serious they may seem, no matter how painful, no matter how we, our ego and our bodily way of seeing things may look at it as a tragedy, we can find peace, and that is where we have our power, and that's where we have the power to create all of these things or to allow in all of the miracles that we have wished for or prayed for or thought about and wanted to manifest. That is when we can have joy in spite of struggles, and we can have that faith, and we can let it go and say, my mission is something greater in these smaller worries. And, you know, the spiritual self and the soul, they're very different than the body and the earth existence. We all live here. We do have those troubles. We do have things that pain us, so I'm not diminishing those. But it's when we can stand in the uncertainty and be certain that we have power. And that's what the law of attraction is about as well, to stay in that place of faith, knowing, and focusing on the good. As Paul says here, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. And it's one of the reasons I try not to get too entangled in the news. And it doesn't mean that I don't see stories that are tragic and stop and hold peace and say a prayer for any people involved in that hurt, or it doesn't mean that you don't have compassion and send love and have moments that make your heart ache a bit, but to not get caught in all the negative, because there is also so much that's beautiful, and to not get caught in the arguments and the bickering over things, differences of viewpoints, and whether religion, politics, whatever, to not get trapped in that too much. Instead, to see the good, to not see doomsday in everything. So that's one of the reasons I try to kind of put a little boundary of light around myself, where I acknowledge and I can feel and have compassion, but I try not to allow myself to get stuck. And I hope you'll do that too. So today, that's for one thing, that is, you can see how messages come to me and how they probably come to you. And once you begin to recognize those things, then they seem to come faster and faster, although it may just be that you're noticing them more than you ever have. So open yourself to these kinds of messages. And if you are seeing a number over and over or feeling the significance of a number, do a little exploring and see if something jumps out at you that seems like, that feels like truth. If you hear of a book and you've heard about it a few times and you've had a curiosity and it's about spiritual growth, read it. Walk through a bookstore or and see what jumps out at you. Look online. Follow those hunches, because those hunches are often spirit talking to you. And that's how they most often speak, in those feelings, not in words. But anyway, that's my joy for today. And I've got a few more things to tell you about, but have to take a little breather myself, thinking through all that and talking through all that. Our call-in number is 347-633-9823. Now, I need to see there were several other things I wanted to share about my last couple of weeks. Well, one of the things that I've been preoccupied with, or I was last week, in my real world, or I say that with air quotes, it's not really the real world, it's earthly world, but I had some business to take care of, went down to North Carolina because I put my house on the market, and I've done it before and wasn't successful in the sale and had to just kind of wait and be patient and have faith, and I felt like a lot of it has to do with timing for all of these other things I do, and so at times there can be frustration because there's so much more that I want to do. More that I want to write and share, and sometimes any kind of financial obstacle feels like it's really in the way of that, and that can be frustrating, especially when it feels like tied to a spiritual purpose. But I've been patient, and I've let it sit and ponder and what the next path was, and that's what I was busy with last week. And so this week I'm just trying to let it go and let it take whatever course it needs to take, and trying not to push or get too involved that way and just go on about my path and purpose. Some of the things I wanted to share, I have had, even though I've had hard decisions to make and things and a to-do list and, you know, that you always have with things like putting a house on the market, I've had really glorious couple of weeks, and so many things that I probably can't think of all of them that I wanted to share, but I will share some of them. 2 weeks ago, I did a reading, an intuitive reading, you know, sort of like what I do on this show, except that it was an extended one. If you're curious about those, go to my website, angelstouchtherapy.com, and on the services link, you'll see Manifesting with Angels and other sessions that I do. And so I did a Manifesting with Angels session for someone, and it really just came to me kind of randomly, sort of a referral from a friend that actually I got to know when I did a session for her, and actually met her on this radio show, or not this radio show, but the one I used to do on Contact Talk Radio, very similar, basically the same show, same type show. But she had asked me if I could send some distance Reiki to this friend, and of course I told her I would, but I felt like when I read her message that maybe her friend could use a one-on-one session, and Manifesting with Angels session. And so I put it out there, not knowing if the friend would be open to that or not. And she said, absolutely. And I told her I wanted to offer it. I felt like I needed to just offer that to her at no cost. Like she was meant to get connected with me at that point. And so it's funny, because my friend was saying, no, she will pay you, and you need that for your time. And I just said, no, I feel like we're sort of soul sisters, and I want to do that. And so as it turns out, it's kind of funny how people are meant to help each other and be sort of the soulmates, not the romantic soulmates always. But as it turns out, this particular person is one that had already helped me. And a few years ago, when my Facebook fan page, which is called Seeing Miracles Every Day, it just got randomly my whole Facebook account got disconnected. Like, I had been a bad girl, but I really hadn't done anything that should have been the least bit offensive to anyone. I hadn't broken any of the rules. And so it was really disheartening, because that's where I connect with people. I couldn't even sign on to the fan page, couldn't get a message out. And so this friend who was connecting me in this sort of referral happened to message me. I think she sent me a text or something, because she was worried about me because I hadn't posted. And so I told her what was going on. And it just so happened that she had a friend who had a friend that had just gone to work for Facebook. Now, what are the odds of that? And so she got with that person who got with their friend and got me back online after, I don't know, I think it was like a week drought or something. And so this friend of hers that she was referring to me for needing some Reiki energy, some distance energy, happened to be that friend that had the friend that worked for Facebook. And so I could feel like, no, I don't want anything from her. I just want to give this to her. And so I was so, so happy to learn that I could thank her in that way and give it back. But I also felt like we were meeting for a reason and connecting that way. And so I ended up doing this reading for her that was such a blessing for me, and I think for her too. And I was just in awe myself. You know, A Course in Miracles tells us, don't be in awe of the miracle, but awe, save reserve, or reserve awe for revelation and the things that Spirit revealed, and things that happened during that reading were just phenomenal. The clarity and the people that had passed over that came to greet her, and that I could understand and describe so clearly, and their personalities and their connection to each other. And I was just I was in awe, even though it was coming through me. It's always from Spirit, and that they were able to do that, and they came through me and sort of picked me, if you will, to help get those messages to her. I still, when I think about it, I just have chills, because it was so powerful to me to be that vessel. And it was a reminder to me, wow, just how in tune these gifts are sometimes, and how much it can put people on their best spiritual path, and what a gift it is. And, you know, I had a moment of like, how could I have let that at all fall by the wayside? But then I stopped myself, because I realized a lot of it is timing and readiness, and readiness on a more global scale. And so I just celebrated it. How wonderful. I've been patient, and that's been my message a lot lately. The timing for these things, people weren't ready for some of this, and now more people are ready. So what I have decided to do, or what came to me aligned with this date, this 4/4/14, which has all those fours that are angel numbers. If you notice on my Angels Touch Therapy page, my email is sherrylane444@gmail.com, and the 444 means angels all around. So I love that number, and I love how the fours were showing up in today's date and in the Bible passage. And a friend pointed out to me too that 4/4/14, if you add them all up, 4 plus 4 plus 1 plus 4, it's 13. So if you add those up, the 1 and the 3 are also 4. So this is just a beautiful, powerful day with angels. And so what came to me today is to offer more of these extended sessions, that manifesting with angels. But they don't necessarily have to be as long, because sometimes when I do the longer sessions, I can't do too many of them, because the energy is so intense that it invigorates me spiritually, but physically it can kind of wear me out a little bit. So in the past, I haven't scheduled too many of them close together. But just in the same way that I can do the smaller ones back-to-back on this radio show, I'm going to kind of do a happy medium, a session that what I do in those sessions is about 15-20 minutes beforehand, before we even talk to each other, I like to get clear, send energy to the recipient, the person I'm doing the intuitive reading for, and have them to get comfortable and say prayers that they are open to allowing me to be a vessel. And then I write things down, the images, and I usually get them kind of fast, and so I try to write them all down and what I'm feeling before I ever speak to them. And then at that point, they can ask, tell me anything they're concerned about or questions, and I see how they connect to the things that I was already feeling and seeing. And that way, I believe spirit has the chance to really guide the session. Because rather than it being us discussing and you saying something or questioning something, I first give spirit the chance to speak. Because what I do is about your best path right now spiritually and trying to get you in that place where you can get the greatest spiritual evolution from some steps or from some revelation or clarity. So what I want to do is offer a special session, a special offer, which is $44, got to get the 44 in there, and that will involve the same, me doing the 15 to 20 minutes beforehand, but the sessions will probably be around 30 minutes instead of closer to an hour like I have usually allotted for them. And I think they can be very power-packed and can zero in. I'm getting very good at very quickly getting a lot of information and disseminating it and discerning and putting it together. So, if you are interested in that, I haven't even updated that little website, angelstouchtherapy.com. But if you're interested in that, you can go to that website, angelstouchtherapy.com. Click on services. Read about the Manifesting with Angels session. I don't have the special price and session up there yet, but I will later. Read about it and see if it would be something you're interested in. If you are, then email me. My email is on that page. But I'll give it to you here, sherrylane444@gmail.com. And if you email me and tell me that you're interested in the Angel 44 session, you can put that in your subject matter, Angel 44 session, then we can get it scheduled. And I don't know how many I'm going to offer that way, just until I feel like, okay, that we're done with that, or until I'm feeling tired or overwhelmed or whatever. So if you have been thinking about guidance and where your next best step is, and especially if, you don't feel like calling into a radio show, maybe, that can make a lot of people nervous, or, we have a limited time on the radio show and you may want to get into more personal things. Oftentimes these sessions bring a lot of relief and tears and joy, and you may not want to share that in a public setting. So these are private, and I urge you to think about, if you've been feeling that push, consider this another little nudge for you, another opportunity that's surrounded by angels to get you in a very good place. And while you're on the Angels Touch Therapy page, I'm putting together an energy healing online class that's free, and you'll see, you can read about that on the page, and that you can also email me about, but in your subject matter, just put Angels Touch class or something so that I'll know from the subject what it's about, and I can go through emails quicker that way. I get a lot of emails. So that's also an offering that can help you in your spiritual path. Basically, it is a form of energy healing. I'm a Reiki master, Karuna master, but I felt this all along and back, several years back in my awakening, that there is also an energy that can be connected through symbols that are maybe more familiar to us than the traditional Japanese Reiki, and that there is a need for that, and that it can be very powerful in people's lives. And so I have the info, have it mostly put together. Timing is everything, and I'm waiting for that timing. But and with all my busy things going on, I will get it together. I'm not rushing it. That saying from Lao Tzu,
nature doesn't rush, or nature doesn't hurry, yet everything gets done. That's what I'm trying to live by. So anyway, that webpage can tell you lots of different things going on and openings that you may seek some angel guidance. AngelsTouchTherapy.com. And just so you know how, when you do one of those sessions, exactly how you're not just hopefully helping yourself, but other people and encouraging what I do. This timing is really just phenomenal because I'm actually redoing my main website. It's been a little dormant. The publisher of my book, Setting God Free, had it, and then it really was geared more just toward the book. I want it to be a little more all-encompassing, so I took back my domain name, and I'm working with, I realized all the things, you know, I was trying to put something together kind of myself, and my son has helped me, and then I didn't want to burden him too much because he's really busy. And I realized all the things I really want to incorporate are a little complicated. So found someone that's just lovely, has a wonderful light, and I'm going to be working with her to get things just right. And so there's a cost to that. So anything from those readings, I'm applying to be able to get the message out in a bigger way. And I have done this whole path. It's been financed by me. And at times when I had tremendous financial pressure on me and I just kept going in faith. And this is an avenue that feels like put it out there bigger, invite more people to have this deeper level, this connection, these readings, this use this gift, but also use the gift in a balanced way to allow you to do those other things that maybe have had to be on hold, because now is the time. And I believe that today, 4/4/14, April 4th, 2014, is somehow a big day on my path and probably yours. So anything, if you do have a session, know that you are rippling out in more ways than you can imagine. Your own spiritual journey, and also things that I do here, my radio show, my book, other books I'm working on, other classes I might offer, and helping defray those costs so that we can move forward together and we all shine as brightly as we can. So I do encourage you to go to angelstouchtherapy.com and email me if you want a private session, and email me if you want to be part of my free online class for angel energy work. I have been talking nonstop. We don't have any callers today, and sometimes the show goes like that, and I don't fret about that. Sometimes shows are message shows, and that's what I felt about this show yesterday. Get this message out there, open people up, that it is a new day dawning. Be ready for it. Be ready to take your bold steps, because the steps you take today will have a mightier impact than even if you had taken them a week ago, a month ago. Energy is much more prepared for it. The energy of the whole universe is much more aligned, and your steps will be greater. So be aware of that. I will take a short break, and I'm going to play for you during that break. I'll just be gone a couple minutes, but I'm going to play a portion of a song that was written by my friend Charlotte Phillips, and her musician husband composed the music for it. She wrote the words, and she's an artist that gets inspired by angels and spirit and paints from that place. And she was inspired to write down these words, and it's a lovely song called On Wings of Love. And if you want to access it on YouTube, just go to YouTube and type in her name, Charlotte Phillips, and I think she has a couple of different YouTubes up there, but you'll see On Wings of Love, and it will be a slideshow with some of her artwork that she does with her angel connections. And she's doing a series right now of children and angelic, the angelic vibration and energy that children bring us, and it's just lovely. So I do encourage you to check that out too. I'm giving you so many things to check out, but while we take the break, you can listen to On Wings of Love, and I'll be back in probably about 2 minutes.
protect and guide. To spread love, God's love deep and wide. To teach us
the song. Again, you can see that on YouTube if you type in Charlotte Phillips. It's on Wings of Love. Ah, I needed a quick break there. I forgot to bring water to my desk for this show, so I had to run take care of that. I've been rambling on. More things to tell you about that have been part of my last couple of weeks and how you can apply them in your journey. I was talking earlier about the energy healing online class that I'm going to do, and it is the inaugural class, so you'll be taking part in, I guess, sort of the experiment of how to make it all work that way, and I appreciate those that are eager to do that. It will be a good experience for all of us. But I wanted to share a specific thing about what just the energy work, like Reiki, and how much it can bless you to share that kind of thing. And you can do it every day. You don't have to. I mean, I do believe that there is such value in the training part and the deliberate action and request and learning from others and sharing and connecting with others. In Reiki, it's called an attunement. You're tuning into that energy, and there's a process that you go through to do that. But I believe that ultimately it is where we just find that place of loving everything the way that God does, loving each other, seeing the good in each other. The Christ in me sees the Christ in you. And that has nothing to do with a specific religion. It is that Christ light in me. When I allow that to come out, I see it in you, and it allows you to see it in me, and then we're one. And when we're one and loving each other that way, we're touching God, and that's where miracles come through. So whether you're trained in a specific form of energy healing, healing touch, Reiki, any of those, that kind of energy work, we all can do that through getting to that place of love. It's just when you train and are deliberate, you may learn how to access it better. And a lot of people ask, well, why are there symbols? Why would you need symbols? Well, you don't necessarily need symbols. What I believe is that the symbols help us go to that. We focus, we go to that place where other people of light mind, that Christ light, other people attempting to be that loving way, where we sort of connect in the ethers through those symbols. It's like a touchstone, and that we then not only have our power in that energy, but we have power from all those people that are connected in that way and committed to that way, that energy work and living that way. So it magnifies our power exponentially, and that's where I believe that by having common symbols, it's a connection point, just like connecting dots, and you're connected to thousands and maybe millions of people that do that kind of thing. And but I wanted to share with you, at the root of it is just letting go of judgment, condemnation, and seeing another soul as wonderful, seeing through the eyes of God. And I volunteer Reiki at a Mana Food Bank once a week, and I try to make it on most Wednesdays. And so the people that are there, the clients, are there primarily to get food because they need it, and it's an outreach program that that gives them food, a small supply of food once a week if they need it. And so they show up and they get their number, and then they're in this large gathering room. It's at an old church, kind of a little bit of a rundown church. It's in a little bit of a rundown neighborhood, and so some of the people around that area really are struggling. But what we do with Reiki is we just call it hands-on healing, and we're off to the side with three or four chairs, and there are usually three to four people that are actually there to volunteer Reiki. And so anyone that wants to have that just comes over in the chairs, and we tell them a little bit about it if they haven't ever, and we have some that come every single week for it, some who aren't even there for the mana services but just want to come for the Reiki, which is really sweet. And so it's very touching when you can just be one with another person. And these would be people that you might see them on the streets, and it would be easy in our ego mind to look down upon them. Or when I go into that space, though, I make sure I clear any of that kind of ego thought, and I am just there to love and to see the goodness in every person and hope that they see the goodness back in me, and we have that connection, because then we both have miracles and blessings and joy. And so I had this one sweet, sweet man, and he came up, and he was just saying he really needed prayer, and he needed, and he proceeded to start saying, when there are things in my life that I've done that I feel ashamed of, and I used to be on drugs and I'm not anymore. And I could just feel that he felt so bad about his life, genuinely regretful, and I didn't want him to hurt that way. And I told him, it's okay. It's just sit down and relax, and you let anything go that you no longer want to hold, whether it's regret or wishing you could change things. It's okay. And I felt such beauty from his sweet soul. And so I was just behind him and had my hands on him, and I could just feel my heart swelling just from his very big heart. And it was very intense for me. And so I bent down to tell him how I could feel such a huge light inside him, and it was very true. I wasn't just telling him that, and I was getting tears in my eyes, and I leaned down and around to kind of whisper, and he just had tears streaming down his face. And so I whispered that to him, and he said he could feel it so much, and for the first time he could feel his own light for the first time in a long, long time. And this man had, his light was so bright, and yet it was shadowed with so many things from the world that, oh, you goofed up, you messed up. And we forget that every day is a new day to let that light shine. And he said he's coming back next week, and I hope he does. I mean, he gave me the biggest hugs, and I hugged him. Just, it was so genuine. And that's the kind of connection you can get when you're willing to just let go of rules, let go of status, let go of titles that say, I'm up here and you're down there, or vice versa. Let go of feeling like you're not quite as good as somebody else. Let it all just be even playing field. We are our light. We're not our titles. We're not our accolades, our degrees. We're not the kind of car we drive. We're not the house we live in. We're not how much money we make or how much we have in a bank account. We are our light. And every single one of us has that ability and opportunity to shine that light in the brightest of ways. It doesn't matter what all the rest of our status says. The least among us can shine the brightest. And so wherever you are in your life, wherever your finances are, wherever your struggles are, whatever things you have behind you that you feel badly about or you feel regretful or like you screwed up, we all have those things. You know, even if on the outside someone looks perfect, sometimes the people whose outside looks the most perfect, the inside might be the most imperfect. You just never know. And none of us is perfect, and none of us, no matter what resumes say, we're not what's on the outside. We're not what's in the worldly ways. We are what's in our heart and what's in our capacity to love another no matter what. And, you know, I always say there are going to be people you feel drawn to, where you're drawn to their vibration and energy, and other people that maybe you feel like, I don't need to be in that vibration. That is not condemnation. That is assessing what brings out your light, and that's a good thing. But whatever your situation with another, if it's felt a little adversarial, if you feel like they drain the life out of you and you need to not surround yourself with that person or people like that, that's okay. Just don't do it in a haughty way. Don't do it in a way. Just realize that you're not in sync right now with that person, and that it's not serving either one of you. And send them love, but be committed to your light. And to do that, you have to surround yourself oftentimes in light that is about loving. But you'll be surprised sometimes where that light is and where you find it, and the people and the things that will hit that deep, deep chord inside you, bring you to tears. Because of their light, and maybe no one else has seen it and acknowledged it. And when you acknowledge it for them and they acknowledge it for you, that's heaven. And that's how God wants us to be. We lift each other up. When you listen to this show, you're connecting with me, you're connecting with everyone else that's listening, whether they're listening live or they're listening in the archives. And, you know, I go back. We have a lot of people that listen in archives that can't listen during the show, and there are always a number during the show, and it just explodes in the archives. You know, people that listen later. It doesn't matter if you're listening live or you, even if you can call in, what matters is that you wish to connect in a loving way with every other person on this show or in any other spiritually like-minded way. And you're doing a service there, and each of us is when we share, in whether it's energetically or with our voice or with our touch and our hands, when we share that way, we are serving the world. We're living part of our purpose, and as we live part of our purpose, we get opened up to more of it and more of what God has planned for us. More of walking with Jesus, if that's a master that you like to follow, or Buddha, or angels, bright spirits, touching loved ones that help lift us up and have messages to help us out, that understand where we are because they knew us here. So every step you take, listening like this, reading, connecting with others on Facebook, or just walking out and being light. When you take a walk, project light. When you see another person as you're on that walk, give them love and light. See the goodness in them. Every tiny bit of that helps with the tipping point. And my friends, we are at a tipping point. I believe that. I know that. It doesn't mean we won't have struggles. It doesn't mean that the world won't, in many ways, try to fight back, because that is the laws of attraction. Like attracts like, but like attracts the opposites too. So every little bit you do, and every time you resist the temptation to fall out of faith and joy and light, then you are helping with the tipping point in ways beyond what you can even imagine. So stay that path in every way that you can enhance it, do. And realize that now is the time, not as much for living the old paradigms. You're part of the shift. And so shift out of them. Shift out of the worldly ways. Shift more into spirit. And we will have our joy. We will have heaven on earth. It's not a place we go to. It's heaven on earth. Be part of it. Be part of bringing it every day. So, I rambled and rambled, and for me, it's just been a delightful show. I want to wrap up with a few reminders of other ways you can connect with me. And one of them, my main spot is on Facebook, and I know lots of you are already on that page, and I so appreciate that, because we connect there in light and we help each other. And that page is Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. So if you're on Facebook and you type in Seeing Miracles Every Day, it will bring you to that page. It is 182,000 strong now, and that just amazes me, because it's been just very grassroots and no promotion. So just people sharing it and spreading the word. So that's just awesome. So if you'll join that, like that page, you'll get the updates. That's also where I share that I'll be doing this show. Obviously, Blog Talk Radio is another place you can connect with me. You can also like that or subscribe, I think it's called, and you'll get notifications when I schedule another show. My page, Angels Touch Therapy. It's my old page. It's a little archaic, but gets the job done. And that's where you can read about the angel healing classes that I'm going to do online that are free, and also where you can read about things like the Manifesting with Angels sessions. And remember, I'm doing a special of $44 for sessions that'll be basically half-hour calls with I'll do the 15-20 minutes of messages before I talk to you, and then we'll have about 30 minutes on the call, and that's a $44 special. It's 44 means angels. And today is 4414. So powerful, powerful angel day for me, and I hope for you. And lastly, I always have so many things to share with you that lastly is the book I wrote a few years ago, and it just seems to be really opening up in a way that is touching more and more people. More and more people are finding out about it, and I think that, again, it's a timing thing, and the timing is just right. That book is called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, and it's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, BooksAMillion.com. You can request it in Barnes & Noble since it is on their online. They you know, may not have it, but they can request it, and then there's no shipping. But Amazon has a Kindle edition that is 99 cents right now, and a great way to, if you feel moved right now, to go on and order that book for less than $1 and get it immediately on your Kindle, or even if you don't have a Kindle device, they have a free app that you can click on where you can download it to your PC or to your smartphone or iPad, whatever, all kinds of devices. So if you go on Amazon and you search Setting God Free and you come up, click on the Kindle edition over to the right under the ordering area, I think is where you can click to get the free app if you don't actually have a Kindle. I am one of those people, when a book spiritually touches me, you know, I get things on Kindle quite a lot because I can have several books with me wherever, and it's very easy. I love, love, love my Kindle and my dear sweet friend that got me not only my first Kindle but my second one. but if there is a book, you know, sometimes there's certain books that I also want in print, and it's available in paperback and hardcover. And part of the reason is that I like that is because I think spiritual books have a vibration. And my book has calibrated very high on, I don't know if you've studied Hawkins' CC levels, the consciousness levels, and I have a friend, a spiritual soulmate, who studied that and also developed some other ways to calibrate, and he's just absolutely brilliant. But he told me when I was writing it and before it was even complete and after, how highly it calibrated. And I think that when you hold certain books in your hand, I'm like that with a lot of things. Like Wayne Dyer's books have done that for me, where I can feel it when I hold it in my hand. I can feel the spiritual energy. So if you're like me, you may want to read it on Kindle. And if it so moves you, also order it, hold it in your hand, and hand it to another. So anyway, that is Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It's about my spiritual journey when these gifts opened up. And in so many ways, I had very few people to turn to at the time. That was probably 7 years ago. And so I had to kind of feel my way through. And if you're going through a spiritual journey, it may help you, because you may find some things like, oh, yes, that happened to me. It's so good to know that someone else had that kind of experience, and it can be so affirming. I know when I did find those few avenues to have that common ground and share, it was so important to me, because, you know, sometimes when you awaken and I'll say in air quotes, strange things begin to happen, that you know, the world can really question it and kind of beat you up and sabotage you a little bit. So it's always good when we find kindred spirits to share with and to know, yes, this is very real, and other people have experienced it, and we'll walk together. So, again, that's Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. Please check it out. On Amazon, you can read an excerpt of it to get a feel for whether or not it speaks to you. Please do that. I appreciate it so much. Every little thing like that you do helps me to continue doing this, because so much of this is my gift, not just with my time, but with my funds. And any little bit you contribute helps me move forward a little bit, easier, a little bit faster. So please check all those things out. I love you all, and I thank you for tuning in. And God bless all of you. And I will close today with how I started the day, with Philippians 4:4. I won't read the whole 4-14. Celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, revel in Him. So go out and revel in God. And thank you so much for listening. And hope you have a great rest of the day filled with joy.